said, the girls are big winners tonight over Montgomery Academy, and now it's time for the varsity boys to do their thing over the Eagles of Montgomery Academy. Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. We appreciate Brooke Hallman joining us after her 24-point performance tonight for the Auburn High School Lady Tigers, and looking forward to seeing this boys team get in action as well. A team that has seen a couple of losses, but also has strung together some nice wins, and they had some of those games over the Thanksgiving break as well, and looking forward to having them with us and having you with us as well, as this game is just a couple of minutes away from getting started. When we come back, we'll have some keys to the game, starting lineups, and opening tip between Auburn and Montgomery Academy in the varsity boys game, and a reminder that head coach Courtney Pritchett of the varsity girls team will join us at halftime in the boys game to tell us about his big team win as well. That's coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by. Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Well, we're just about set for Auburn and Montgomery Academy in the varsity boys game. And before we get you some starting lineups, just some quick keys to the game for this Auburn High team. One thing that's really plagued this boys team is controlling the basketball. When they control it and don't turn it over and really work in the half court, they're such a better team. And I think when they have a little bit of composure and a little bit of just kind of playing calm rather than trying to get up and down, up and down, up and down. Now, they will do that, and they're more than happy to run with you for four quarters, but I just think this team performs a little bit better when they slow it down, work around the perimeter, and feed into the inside. You've got your guys like Antoine Daniels and Tabari Allen. Those are your two workhorses. Those are the guys you're going to go to time and time again. I believe Hampton Jordan's going to be on limited minutes tonight, and love to see how these football players have gotten more involved with this team. It's been a little bit since we've seen them here on the Auburn High Sports Network. So I think if you can get all those guys involved, I think you're going to be in a really, really good spot. And we're going to have starting lineups for you coming up when we come back. The Auburn Bank starting lineups and then opening tip between Auburn and Montgomery Academy. This is Auburn High School Basketball on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
It's time now for the Auburn Bank starting lineups. Auburn Bank, their local team, stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We'll start with the visiting Eagles of Montgomery Academy. He wears number one, it's Brewer Welch. Number two, Derek Vinson. DJ Vinson is what he goes by. Number 12, Jared Friendly. Number 22, Skylar Stovall. And number 23, Braden Gordon. Again, that is one, Welch. Two, Vinson. 12, Friendly. 22, Stovall. And 23, Gordon. And the Auburn Bank starting lineups for your Auburn High School Tigers. Wearing number one, he is a 6'6" junior. It's Antoine Daniels. Starting at the guard spot, a 5'11" junior, it's Joseph Hightower. Also starting at guard, a 5'11", number four, Cash Reef. Wearing number 10, a 6'7" junior down low underneath is Trey Ross. And wearing number 12, a 6'3" senior at 205 pounds, it is Tabari Allen. Those are your Auburn Bank starting lineups. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. The visiting Eagles in their dark reds here on the road with the Navy. The Navy letters and numbers on front and back. The Navy power stripe going down the side. Auburn High in their home whites with the Tigers across the front. Blue numbers on front and back in the blue Auburn High A down the side. Tigers win the tip, moving left to right on your radio dial as the Eagles will be moving right to left. Auburn High, they've got it in the half court now. It's Antoine Daniels, works it into the corner. Tabari Allen to start the game with a three. Can't find it. Trey Ross with the board. Puts it up and back in with the roll. And Trey Ross is on the board, and so are the Tigers. It's 2-0. We're 30 seconds in. On the left wing, guarded heavily by Cash Reef. Kicked into the corner in front of the Auburn High School bench. We're just 35 seconds in to this first quarter. Nearly turned it over at top of the Auburn High A. Braden Gordon goes baseline, pulls up, floater, no, and pulled down by Daniels. Ahead now for Cash Reef, who goes up with the right hand and a block off the backboard. Bodies go flying. Board pulled down by Auburn. Pull-up jumper from Trey Ross, no. And here come the Eagles. They're able to clear. And Reef steals it. He's one on nothing. Cash Reef goes up and can't lay it in. He tried to dunk it and couldn't get the layup to go. He got caught in the air and shakes his head on the way back. That's the moment as a coach. Look, you love to see it, but you got to dunk it or lay it in. You can't miss open opportunities. There was nobody near him. And he'll be able to shake it off. Will Cash Reef getting the start tonight as one of the guard spots as Brewer Welch has it on the right side, feeds it down low, almost stolen by Tabari Allen, knocked out, no, a travel called on the baseline, and the Tigers force a turnover. 2-0 Auburn, 6:42 to play in the first quarter. Tigers moving left to right in their home whites. Guarded heavily now by Braden Gordon. Hand off to Antoine Daniels. He's got it on the right volleyball line and then poked away and fouled at the point. Inside the Auburn High A, Daniels had it poked away, but he was fouled. They're going to get Braden Gordon, 23, in maroon. So Cash Reef will inbound just to the left of us here on the broadcast side. Into Antoine Daniels, 6.5 to play. First quarter, Auburn leads 2-0. Cash Reef now on the wing. Tigers working around inside. They find Tabari Allen. They're nearly throwing away. Give it out to Trey Ross. He gets a pump fake. Pulls up from 6 feet short. Had the move. Had the shot. Just couldn't get the finish. And here come the Eagles now. looking to run. They've got it on the left wing. Cross-court pass now at the point. It is corralled by Jared Friendly. He goes right hand on Jabari Allen. Dumped down low and good by Derek Vincent. And Tigers look to outlet, trying to throw to Hightower. Fingertips on it from Brewer Welch, and it's into the hands of the Eagles. Hightower's down on the far side of the floor. We're going to let it play on as Hightower is down on the floor, holding his face. Eagles knock down a three. In the meantime, Jared Friendly takes advantage of the 5-on-4, and hopefully Hightower's okay, man. He's still not been able to get up. We let him shoot the three. It's 5-2, Montgomery Academy. As Joseph's down on the floor, I didn't quite see what happened. There was a lot of bodies going on over there. But either way, 5-2 is the score with 5:46 to play. Can't quite tell exactly what happened to 3 and White. He's finally sitting up now. At least able to be a little coherent. And is able to get up and walk off under his own power. Appears to be okay. So he's going to take a seat. Trendon Maynard is going to step in for Auburn High. Tigers have it. Moving left to right. Jabari Allen will trigger it into Trendon Maynard. Full court press put on by the Eagles. Gets it ahead now. And Maynard's got it inside the Auburn High A. Off the left side, gets the handoff. That's a foul, no call. Got smacked across the face to Trendon Maynard. He's poking his nose like he got hit, because he did. And then hit the floor underneath was Jared Friendly, who came up with the basketball. He laid on the out-of-bounds line, is out of bounds. Because now we've got what appears to be, unless I'm crazy, Carl Lindsey in wearing number 24. Antoine Daniels on the floater off the inbound. No, but he was fouled. So Daniels will step up. Tigers trail 8-2. No, I was about to say, I don't think they scored against 5-2. Tigers trail and make it 5-3 thanks to Antoine Daniels. Antoine, a 10-point-per-game scorer a year ago. Knocks down the second free throw, goes 2-for-2. And the Tigers trail by one. Yeah, Carl Lindsey's wearing number 24 tonight. Not sure exactly what's up with his jersey either, but we'll keep an eye on that. Trendon Maynard picks up the ball at the point. Now they swing it over to the right side. Thought about a deep three, dribbles inside the lane. Now dumps it down inside on the low block. Ball knocked around and came up with by Trey Ross. Here come the Tigers, running up the left side. Hightower, three, bang! Good-looking stroke from Joseph Hightower, or excuse me, from Carl Lindsey, who gets it to go. And that long three is no good, knocked out of bounds. A late decision on the officials. They're going to say it stays on that end of the floor. That was Carl Lindsey, not Hightower. Apologies on the incorrect call. Carl Lindsey is the one who knocks it down. For the Tigers to give them a 7-5 lead, they change their mind. They're going to say Tigers basketball now, moving left to right. Maynard, crossover dribble at half court, throws it to Allen and nobody home. Stolen by the Eagles now. In transition, goes up strong, good, and a foul. Skyler Stovall gets it to go between two defenders. Went up strong with the left hand, laid it in, got the bump and the bucket. And a chance at one more. We're tied at 7 apiece. Back and forth we go. A lot of bodies in here tonight. Both sets of stands. People standing along each end of the gym here. Good turnout on a Monday night. And one free throw, no good. Knocked out of bounds. Tigers basketball. As Tyler Dixon is in the ball game for the first time. Inbounds to Trendon Maynard. The junior guard will bring it up across half court, shoves off, and a blocking foul is going to be called on the Eagles. That is Caden Seegers, who was guarding step for step with Trendon Maynard. I wouldn't be surprised to see that one go the other way at some point tonight, so keep your eye on that as well. Into Antoine Daniels off the inbound. Spin move in the lane. Dumped it off. Nobody there. Kicked out. Lindsay, he's covered now. Baseline, tries to hand off to Daniels, wasn't ready for it. He spins in the lane, kicks it out to Allen, over to Maynard, pump fake, three, yes! Good play by Auburn High. They moved it around, passed up a couple of good shots for a better shot, and then fouled in transition on the right side in front of the Auburn High bench. I didn't see who they got for Auburn, believe they got Tyler Dixon, but I don't know that for certain. So either way, it is the Eagles inbounding again in their own half court. Tigers lead 10-7, 4:05 to play in the first quarter. Maynard sticks with them on the right side. They work it around to the top. That's a deep three in the eye of Carl Lindsay and flushes it home. From way downtown does Brewer Welch. These teams going back and forth. We're knotted up at 10. Maynard with the right hand, crossover dribble, out to Lindsay. He wants one. He got one! Carl Lindsay knocks it down. He's got six, and the Tigers back up by three. Ball's on the floor in front of the Auburn High bench. Comes up with it to the Eagles. Now a cross-court pass. It's on the left wing, guarded by Allen. Into the lane. That ball was deflected. Ball knocked around and into the hands of Tyler Dixon. Gets ahead of himself a little bit. He'll slow down in the half court. Tigers have it. Five on five. Dixon. Jump stop, yes! Tyler Dixon, a good-looking left-hand floater. Tigers up by five with 3:05 to play in this first quarter. Spin move in the lane. Elbow jumper, no. And pulled down by Tabari Allen. Looks ahead. He's got Dixon. That's a three. No, too strong. And rebound pulled in by the Eagles, who are able to clear. And Skylar Stovall, who brings it across the timeline with 2:50 to play in this first quarter. 15-10, whip out to the front, foul called underneath, three goes in, does not count. And a touch foul is called underneath, as Trey Ross is going to sub in. Tabari Allen will take a seat for the first time tonight. Good action here in this first quarter between Montgomery Academy and Auburn High School. 15-10. Eagles inbounding in their own half court. They get it to the right wing. That's a three. Air ball. And pulled down by Dixon. He looks to clear and does. He's got it into the hands of Trendon Maynard. 2:30 to play in this first quarter. Daniels, baseline, goes with the two hand and can't slam it home. Looking for a foul call, can't get one. Here come the Eagles, ahead now in the corner. Pump fake, he traveled. Yes, he did. He got him in the air, was Trey Ross, but a travel's going to be called on Caden Seegers, and we still got complaining going on to the officials about the no call on Antoine Daniels on the dunk attempt. 15-10, Tigers on top with 2:23 to play in this first quarter. Maynard has it off the left side, crossover dribble. Almost lost it. Able to find Lindsay. No, it was stolen. Lindsay's now going on to one on two, throwing up a wild play, and the foul was called. Did they call it on the floor on the way in, or did they call on the shot? It should have been on the shot, and it is. It is going to be called on Carl Lindsay, who again is wearing 24 instead of 2, so keep that in mind. First free throw bangs home from Skylar Stovall, who's got 3 of the 11 for Montgomery Academy. They've traveled pretty well. Decent turnout here. Some students here as well for the Eagles. 2 for 2 for Stovall. He's got 4 to lead all Eagle scores. With 2:09 to play in the first quarter, it is Dixon. Now Peyton Plott subs in for the first time. Trendon Maynard, Antoine Daniels, and Trey Ross are the five on the floor for Auburn High. 15-12, Auburn with the lead. We approach 2 minutes to play in this opening quarter. Maynard off the right side, looking for a screen, can't get one. Now he does, by Daniels, who slips by it. That's a three in the corner. No, too short. And Peyton Plott tracks down the rebound for the Tigers. He gets into the lane, goes with the left hand, kicks it out now for Dixon, and they kick it back up now to Maynard in the lane. Plot, that's a three. It goes in, but an offensive foul. They called an offensive foul on Peyton Plott, who went barreling into the lane, kicked it out for a three that was knocked down afterwards, and an offensive foul called on the bowling pin play, and it's 15-12 going the other way. And can't quite tell what the holdup is. Now we're ready to go. Moving right to left, 1:35 to play in this first quarter. Dixon gets spun on into the lane. A wild shot and a bailout foul. A bailout foul from Antoine Daniels on Skyler Stovall, who had gotten in the air with nowhere to go. He spun on Dixon, got in the air, spun again, and was never had a prayer to make that shot. And got bailed out. He'll step up to the line now for a chance at two more. First free throw is good. ...15-13, Tigers lead, it's cut to one. Sub will come in. For the Eagles, 15-14, Auburn on top with 1:25 to play in the first quarter. Plott brings it across the timeline, he's got it now, staring at the point. Couple of Tigers in front, they all peel away. It is Dixon now, Eurostep in the lane, floater is short. Maynard wanted it in the corner, and then a jump ball is forced underneath the basket. Good effort by the Tigers. Good effort by the Eagles as well. A jump ball is forced. Possession arrow goes towards Montgomery Academy. And a sub will come in as Tyler Dixon sits down. Tabari Allen will take a seat. Up the floor, Skyler Stovall. Hands off at the point guard and now by Tabari Allen. Hop step in the lane. Layup is good. Good take by Braden Gordon and gets it to go. And the Eagles are back on top. How about this? A cherry pick pass to Trendon Maynard, who lays it in for his fourth and fifth points. Another cherry pick pass by the Eagles. Tigers are there defensively. Guarded by Tabari Allen at the point. Cut off and fed over now to Skyler Stovall. He drives on Trendon Maynard. Floater underhand does not go. Pulled down by Daniels. 38 seconds to play in the first quarter. Antoine, cross-court pass into the hands of Peyton Plott. Gets in the lane. Finds Maynard. Dribbles baseline. Looking for some help. Throws his head back. Looking for the foul. Can't get there. Turnover, Tigers. As head coach Chris Brandt points at both scoreboards and says, use your head, look at the time. With 28 seconds, didn't have to be aggressive, could have held for the final shot. Auburn does not do so. We'll see if Montgomery Academy does with 23 seconds to play. Bringing it up on the right side, surges ahead to get across to avoid the 10-second call. Now picked up by Trendon Maynard. Tigers playing a 2-3 zone. 12 seconds now. Guarded by Maynard at the point. Crossover. Left hand in the lane. Floater up with the left hand. No. Putback was there. Putback good with five. Now with two. Maynard at half court. Double clutch. Good if it goes. It does not. And the Tigers will take a one-point deficit to the second quarter. Oh, my goodness. A lot of action there in that first quarter. 18-17 our score. Montgomery McAdamy leads Auburn High. We head to the second quarter on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
start of the second quarter for your Auburn High School Tigers. They trail Montgomery Academy 18-17. We're through one, and if it's anything like that one, this next three quarters are going to be a lot of fun. Tigers moving left to right on your radio dial. Antoine Daniels, they'll feed it around Peyton Plott. He's got it in the left corner, targeted heavily and guarded heavily as Magnus Davis is in the ballgame for the first time tonight. Daniels has it straight away. He's now on the free throw line, extended on the right side. Feeds it to Peyton Plott. 4-3, it's short. Trey Ross skies for the rebound. Can't come up with it. And the Eagles looking to run. Surges ahead, puts his head down, fell to the floor. Ball is loose and into the hands of Peyton Plott. Here come the Tigers, 2-on-2 if they want it. Plott, Euro step, off the glass, no, but a foul. Plott had Davis off to his right. They kind of converged on each other a little bit, but Peyton Plott will earn his way to the free throw line looking for his first points on the evening. As Cash Reef will step up to the scores table, he's going to sub in. Appears to be for Antoine Daniels. First free throw is good. As Daniels does sit down. So it's Ross, Allen, Plott, Reef, and Davis, the five on the floor for the Tigers to start this second quarter. We're at a tie ball game. Peyton Plott changes that, makes it 19-18. Right to left are the Eagles. Left to right are the Tigers. Here we go. And picked up by Magnus Davis. Ball deflected, picked up at the point, still guarded heavily by Davis. Right-hand dribble, handoff at the point. Cut off by Davis in the lane. Whip around pass. Three Tigers get in the air. Good play, though, by Trey Ross. And then a late call up underneath. Not sure what the call was. And they say he stepped out of bounds. I believe it was. Can't believe the three Tigers that jumped in the air didn't get called for anything. But I believe Trey Ross may have touched the basketball and stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Either way, it is Eagles basketball, 7:05 in the second quarter. Tigers lead by one. Thought about the three on the left wing, guarded heavily by Tabari Allen. Cut off on the baseline, handoff on the left side. Whipped it into the corner, gets into the lane, knocked away by Cash Reef. Fought for in front of the Auburn High bench. The Eagles come up with it. Now they continue to work. Pass fake, three taken, no. And the rebound knocked out of bounds off the Eagles. It will stay? How in the world does that stay with them? I thought it was clear from here. Either way, Eagles basketball. 19-18, 6:40 to play in the second quarter. Tigers on top. Ball's in the left-hand corner, guarded by Peyton Plott. Now on the low block, picked up by Ross. That's a travel that didn't get called. The layup is no good. Trey Ross pulls it down. Here come the Tigers. It's Hightower in transition and pulls it out. The Tigers will reset. Looking for an outlet. He finds it with Allen. Cross-court pass looking for Cash Reef, and Trey Ross stuck his hand in the air thinking it was for him. He had no idea that Cash Reef was right there behind him, and the ball gets deflected out of bounds. It's a turnover for Auburn. 6:22 in the second quarter. Auburn on top, 19-18 over Montgomery Academy. The Eagles, who have made the drive here to Auburn High School. Off the screen, feed to the wing. On the right side, that's a deep three off the screen and pure. Brewer Welch knocks it down. He's got six in the ball game. Another lead change here in this first half. 21-19, Eagles on top here on the road. It's Plott. On the far side, two-man game with him and Hightower. Reef has it now. On the right wing, looking for some help, guarded heavily. Plott swipes the knees, into the lane, blocked. Ross comes up with it, putback is caught on a foul. Trey Ross gets the clean up on the glass and puts it in for two. He's got a chance at one more with four on the night, can make it five right here. Love to see it from the 6'7 junior. Just a lengthy player, 6'7", every single bit of it. Just cleans up the glass, averaged on 1.5 rebounds a year ago. Can't cash in on the end. One opportunity, we're knotted up at 21 apiece. And offensive foul. Yes, Peyton Plott was working his way through on the screen. Believe they're going to get it on Derek Vincent, DJ Vincent, as he goes by. And that's a great call. Just threw that hip out there. Plott sold it a little bit, sure, but that was a great call. And it's going the other way. Tigers get the basketball back with 5:32 to play. Antoine Daniels back in. Trey Ross takes a seat. So Allen, Plott, Hightower, Daniels, and Reef, the five on the floor for the Tigers, tied at 21 with 5.5 to play in this first half. Reef has it on the near side, feeds it to the top. Antoine Daniels posting up inside, spin, knocked away, and here come the Eagles. Up the right side of the floor, right hand all the way for four in red, goes up with the left hand, blocked by the rim, out of bounds, Tigers basketball. Chaos here on the last couple of plays as Trendon Maynard is going to step up to the scorer's table. He'll sub in for Peyton Plott. The junior steps in for the senior. Been stuck at 21 for a minute. Has Auburn just 4 points in this second quarter so far and almost 3 minutes played for the Tigers. Hightower brings it across. He'll hand off to Maynard. He's on the left side. Crossover dribble. Gets into the lane. Bodies go flying. And a block is going to be called on four in red. Maynard came flying through. It was a bang-bang play. A block call on Seth Edwards. We'll send the junior Trendon Maynard to the charity stripe. Maynard, a guy that looks to run all the time. He is go, go, go. That light is always green as he knocks down the first free throw. And one for two at the line. But Antoine Daniels comes up with the offensive board, swings it over to Cash Reeve, who that three is no good. But they say Daniels stepped on the out-of-bounds line in front of the Montgomery Academy bench. They make sure the official knew about it. They helped him out on that call a little bit, and we're going the other way. But a free throw made by Trendon Maynard gives the Tigers a 22-21 lead. We're under five to play in the first half. Be sure you stick around. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. That's a deep three off the back iron. Sky for the board was Antoine Daniels. Home run, Hail Mary, down to Tabari Allen. On the right wing, gets into the lane, finds Antoine Daniels into the lane. 6-foot floater, that's a tough shot. Can't get it to fall. Looks for a foul call, can't get one. And here comes Stovall. He's been the go-to man for this Eagles team all night long. Left wing, feet inside, nobody home. Here comes Trendon Maynard. Can he outrun him? Goes up with the right hand and lays it in. Goes flying on the floor. They called the foul at the end. An and-one opportunity for Trendon Maynard. Goes coast-to-coast off the steal, and he works his way back to the charity stripe. He's got three in the corner and can make it four. It was a late call. Fans here on Montgomery Academy are not happy about it, but he went tumbling to the ground, and Zero in White has a chance at the and one. First half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Do It Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. As I was saying, we're going to have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. We'll talk about this one for a little bit. Also sit down with head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High girls team as they get a big win over Montgomery Academy tonight. And Maynard can't cash in on the and one opportunity. A lot of pressure, bringing the ball up the floor. Crossover on the right side, gets in the lane, lets it fly, was fouled. Free or layup, no good. Hard foul on one and white, that's Antoine Daniels. And that'll send the leading scorer, Skyler Stovall, to the free throw line. He's got six to tie Brewer Welch. Just 3 points for the Eagles, though, here in this second quarter. With 4:09 to play. And first free throw is good. And two for two for Skyler Stovall. Tigers lead 24-23. 4:05 to play in this second quarter. Reef brings it across the timeline. He'll hand it off to Maynard. It's those two guards. It's also Hightower who's got it in his hands now. Tyler Dixon is back in the ballgame along with Tabari Allen. Reef into the corner. It's now Maynard who's guarded heavily. They work it back out to the volleyball line with 3:45 to play. Extended zone defense now. Now it's man-to-man for the Eagles. It's Maynard off the left side. Tigers no penetration in the lane. Hightower gets it. Kicks into the corner for Dixon. He drives baseline. Gets through the body in the contact and lays it in for two. Tyler Dixon's doubled up his points. He's got four, and the Tigers lead by three with 3.5 to play in the first half. Stovall picked up his dribble on the right side, gets bailed out by Welch. Back behind the back dribble at the point, guarded by Dixon. Two-man game, nobody there. Trying to hand it off, kicks it into the left wing. Now into the corner, guarded by Maynard. 3:10 to play. Spins baseline around Maynard, whips it into a cutting Eagle who somehow comes up with it. That floater no good, and Maynard pulls it down. Tigers lead by three with 3 minutes to play. Ahead for Reeve. Backdoor cut. Tabari Allen had it swatted. Tabari Allen held scoreless so far in this ballgame. That's hard to do for a guy that scores almost 12 points a game this season. And so Hightower's going to sub out as Trey Ross will sub back in. Tigers inbound right side underneath. They kick it into Reeve. Quick trigger. Three. Yes. Cash Reef is on the board off the inbound. That's a dangerous play if you're able to do it. And then coast to coast. Lazy defense by the Tigers. Stovall lays it in on the other end to get 2 points back. Tigers up by four. 2:35 to play in this first half. It's Allen inside the Auburn High A. He'll go to the left side and hand it off to Trenton Maynard. 2.5 to play in the second quarter. Tigers working it around. Cash Reeves got it at the point. Calls for a screen. Doesn't get it. Tries to cut baseline. Offensive foul. They call Cash Reeves on the push-off with the offhand, and we're going the other way with 2:19 to play. Auburn on top of Montgomery Academy with 2:19 to play in the first half. Across the timeline is Welch. Finds Stovall, who tries to go baseline. Good cut off by Tyler Dixon. Gets the screen, handoff back to Stovall now. He's picked up by Ross. Now by Dixon in the zone. Picked up and swung to the far side. Now it's Welch in front of the Auburn High bench. He drives baseline, deflected and stolen. Allen comes up with it. Outlet now for Maynard with 2 minutes to play. Maynard into the lane, kicks to the corner. Wasn't a clean pass. Tigers reset in the lane. Maynard thought about the three. Reef works it around. Allen, he'll take the three. Yes, sir. Good work by the Tigers to find the open man, and Tabari Allen scoreless no longer. Tigers are up 32-25. That's a three to respond, no good. Stovall pulls it down, knocked out of bounds, and they're going to say it's off of the Tigers. There's just no way. There's no way they call that out on the Eagles or on the Tigers. Either way, it is Eagles basketball moving right to left as we look at it in their own half court. Tigers lead by seven with 1:29 to play in the first half. Reef will sub out. Peyton Plott is back in the ballgame for Auburn High. Baseline right is the inbound for Stovall. He moved, can't do that. And Tabari Allen comes up with it. Ahead for Maynard, doesn't have numbers, doesn't matter, lets it fly, no. Long rebound pulled down by Allen. He'll turn around on an 8-foot jumper, no. Trey Ross pulls it down, and then a foul is called underneath. And they're going to get Trey Ross on a push foul underneath. On the rebound attempt with 1:18 to play, Tigers lead 32-25. Eagles moving quickly now. Tigers weren't ready for it. In the lane, it's stripped. Stripped away by Maynard. Here come the Tigers. They don't have numbers. Plott into the body, lays it in with the right hand. Peyton Plott looked for the contact. He got the contact, just didn't get the call, but he got the bucket. Tigers have their largest lead. They're up by nine. Under a minute to play and a reach-in foul on Tyler Dixon. A reach-in foul in the half court with 55.3 on the clock. 34-25. This Tigers team has woken up. They're spreading the wealth. We'll talk about that coming up at the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Into the backcourt for Stovall. 50 seconds to play in this first half. Tigers on top by nine. Stovall cut off. Trey Ross gets around him, lays it in with the left hand. That's a heck of a move by Skyler Stovall. Went right around 10 and white. The Tigers up 34-27. Maynard has it inside the Auburn High A. Works it to the volleyball line. That is Peyton Plott. Allen has it at the point. Crossover for three. Oh! A nasty crossover. Made him touch the earth and buried it from downtown. touchdown to Barry Allen with the highlight reel here in the second quarter. The crowd is going absolutely insane as Stovall tries to respond. He can't do it, and that's how the first half will come to an end. Oh, my goodness, Tabari Allen, he's got a family, he's got parents, he's got friends. Oh, my gosh, that was insane. 12 gets the crowd electrified as we head to the half. Tigers up by 10, 37-27. Stick around. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up next on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
At the half, the Auburn High School boys on top of Montgomery Academy, 37-27, highlighted by the highlight of Tabari Allen. One of the nastiest crossover dribbles you're ever going to see. Dropped his defender and buried it from straightaway three to give the Tigers a 10-point lead at the half. This is the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. We'll talk more about the boys' game coming up in just a little bit, but as we usually are joined in the boys' halftime show is the girls' head coach, Courtney Pritchett, joining us on the broadcast. Coach, good win tonight, man.
Well, thank you. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. That's right. Hey, 79-31, another game where your team just forces, I don't know, 50 turnovers? I can't keep up. I can't count that high, Coach. You just force so many turnovers and get out and run.
I only know the number because we chart. That's one of our goals before the game. And so I think it was 32 or something like that today.
I wasn't that far off then.
Yeah. so we try to chart it. So I'm excited about how we've been playing. We didn't play our best in the Opelika Thanksgiving tournament, but we did play a really, really tough game a couple days before that. And so I think it kind of wore us down a little bit.
Yeah, what'd you learn about your team against Morrow? The first loss of the year, it was only by a point, but 75-74. That's a great game.
That's 49 points in a girls' game playing under the shot clock with no shot clock violations. You know, we were in Georgia, and so Georgia's got a shot clock. Just really, 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 I was really excited about the way we fought. And just continued to battle in that game. I think we may have had probably 15 to 20 lead changes in that game. So it was just a really, really, really good game. Morrow's a great team. They're number 5 in the state of Georgia right now. Just a great program. They've got 4 Division I kids on that team. And so we battled, and I was excited about the way we played. And so, you know, coming from a game like that, you kind of know that the kids are able to play at a certain level. And then it's really hard when you come back and the challenge is not as great. And so I think that was kind of just the transition for us.
I had three girls tonight with 20 points or more. Yeah, Braylee with 20, Daly with 22, and Brooke with 24. Brooke told me that you called them the Splash Sisters.
Yeah,
is that what you said?
Yeah, I call them the Splash Sisters. those girls can score, man. Those three, they really, really kind of grabbed the connection together. And so, you know, we go as our point guard goes. And so Leah Toes has been great at, you know, understanding that those three can flat out score and getting them the ball in good situations to be able to score and finding them on the wing and them knocking down shots. So, yeah, that's my three Splash Sisters.
I love it. Well, hey, I mean, when Kalia's playing well, we've seen her do very similar things. I mean, she's got that ability, too.
She was amazing in that game against Morrow, just a floor general. And so I was really excited. She had about, you know, 7-8 college coaches in there watching her game. And so, you know, I'm excited about her future in this game. And she'll play it at the next level.
79-31, your team gets another win. Still just a lone loss on the year. Now a three-game winning streak. You look towards Benjamin Russell tomorrow. Yeah. Any word or anything you can tell us on that?
We've watched Ben Russell on film, and they're not the same Ben Russell that they have been before. So they're going to be aggressive. They're going to go after you. You know, they're a good team. So we're in there. Their home is hard to play in that gym. You know, that crowd is very, very intense. And so I'm excited about that game.
That'll be tomorrow. Auburn and Benjamin Russell. Lady Tigers beat Montgomery Academy 79-31. That's head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Lady Tigers. Coach, thanks so much for your time. As always,
Tigers.
Go Tigers. Yes, sir. We'll take a break. Be right back on the Auburn High Sports Network.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Samford Avenue in Auburn.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
Welcome back into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report, where the Auburn High Tigers lead the Montgomery Academy Eagles 37-27 at the half. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. We appreciate head coach Courtney Pritchett of the girls team joining us as he does during halftime and talking about their team and their win as they get another big victory here tonight. Let's look through some of these scores, though, for Auburn High. You just kind of work your way down. Trendon Maynard had a nice 8 points in that first half. Antoine Daniels, a quiet two. He got his way into the lane a little bit, was just kind of limited there in that first half. 6 points for Carl Lindsay, a couple of threes in that first quarter. You had Cash Reef, who had 3 points as well. Peyton Plott worked his way for 4 total points. Trey Ross also had 4 points. He played a lot of good minutes. Him and Tyler Dixon seem to be a little bit more comfortable tonight. We haven't seen Hampton Jordan. Believe he is going to be out tonight. And so you got to see both of those guys really get into the ball game and play really aggressive, which I think was a fascinating to see. You had Tyler Dixon, who also had 4, as I was just talking about, and then Tabari Allen to lead all scorers. Well, I should say to lead all Tigers scorers with 6, including the crossover, drop the defender, and bury the 3 right before the end of the half. I went crazy. The fans went crazy. It was awesome. It's, stuff just doesn't happen like that very often. So that is some of your stats. Again, Maynard with 8. Allen with 6, couple of Tigers with 4, Lindsay with 6 as well, and the Tigers lead 37-27 at the half. That is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. We're back in 30 seconds for the second half on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers.
Start of the third quarter for Auburn and Montgomery Academy. Tigers lead 37-27 to start this third frame. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you all being with us on a Monday night. Got a couple of broadcasts coming up this week. We plan on making the trip to Benjamin Russell as we were inbound to the basketball, had a stoppage. Don't believe we had a scoreboard operator. I think we do now, though. 37-27, Tigers moving right to left. Eagles will be moving left to right. Tigers in their home. Whites, they've got Auburn, or they've got Tigers written in cursive in blue across the chest. Blue numbers on front and back. Eagles wearing their maroon road reds with the power blue stripe down the right side, and that's a three to start the second half. Trendon Maynard buries it from the right wing. He's having a heck of a game so far tonight. He's up to 11 as Stovall gets stuck in the lane. Tigers working quickly on defense into the lane. Layup is good. In contact, that was Jared Friendly who knocks it down. Antoine Daniels now off the left side. It is Daniels, Maynard, Lindsey, Allen, and Ross. The five on the floor to start this third quarter for the Auburn High Tigers. Hand off to Daniel on the right side. Kicks it to the corner. It was deflected. Daniels couldn't get it out to Lindsey, and now a 2-on-2 kick in transition. That's a tough layup. Good contest by Trendon Maynard. Knocked out of bounds off of Lindsey. It'll stay with the Eagles. This third quarter has started exactly like the second quarter ended, just back and forth. Both teams looking to run, force turnovers. They're going to let it fly, too. Love to see Trendon Maynard. I think he is an X factor on this team. If he can start pouring in double-digit points, this team's going to be really dangerous to beat as Antoine Daniels deflects the inbound pass. They'll inbound it from the same exact spot. Left side baseline. 7:06 in this third quarter. They inbound, get it out to the top. Ross plays off, feed it down inside. Stovall was there, left the layup short, grabs his own board, puts it back over to Mari Allen. That's no good, and he gets his own board, kicks it out. 4-3, no, and the putback slam. A putback dunk by Jared Friendly off the missed three. And back within nine are the Eagles. Maynard picks up his dribble on the left wing. Collision inside the lane, no call. Tigers turn it over. He hits the floor in transition. Tigers pick it up. It's Tabari Allen now. Hands off to Antoine Daniels on the left side. Between the legs dribble. Dribbles baseline. Gets in. Kicks to the corner. It was deflected. Lindsey gets stuck. Spin move in the lane. Floater, no. And pulled down by the Eagles and a reach-in foul. 80 feet. 80 feet from the basket. And a reach-in foul. I believe Carl Lindsey. As he will sub out, as Cash Reef will sub in for the Tigers. 6:15 counting down. Here come the Eagles left to right on your radio dial. Picked up by Reef immediately. Spin move on him on the free throw line, extended on the left-hand side. They kick it into the corner. Eagles trail your Tigers by nine with 6 minutes to play. That's a pull-up three in the face of Tabari Allen and buried it. Braden Gordon hadn't scored since the first quarter. He changed that. We got a six-point game inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Cash Reef works it across. Trey Ross is swarmed immediately at the point. Into the hands of his point guard, Trendon Maynard. He picks up his dribble. Cross-court pass. Reef skies for it. On the left wing, shakes his hips, gets to the corner. That's now Maynard. Gets in the lane. Dribble drive. Whipped it out for Tabari Allen. Bad pass. Doesn't matter. Let's it fly. Bang! Tabari Allen gets one back from three, and the Tigers back up by nine. 5:23 in this third quarter. Back and forth we go. Dribbles baseline. Layup, no. Lots of contact. Held his ground in Auburn. Here comes Antoine Daniels in transition. Blocked from behind. Trey Ross comes up with it. Can't slam it home. He missed the layup, too. The second time we've seen that from Auburn tonight. There's contact after the play, and we're going the other way. Tigers have missed two opportunities where they've tried to dunk it and missed out on the points. They're up by nine with 5:06 to play. If you're going to do it, you got to do it. It's what they told me growing up, too. I told them, Coach, I'd rather just lay it in. I won't dunk it this time. Eagles have it in the half court, moving left to right. They trail by nine. We're under five to play in the third. Double on the low block. Daniels comes over to help. Squeezes by. That's a travel. No call. Works his way with the extra step and gets the bucket. And we're back to a seven-point game. Allen in the corner off the feed from Daniels. They'll work it back to the volleyball line for Trendon Maynard. Tigers trying to find any penetration into the lane. They get in there on the high elbow. Hand off to Cash Reef. That's a tough jumper from 18 feet in and out. And here come the Eagles now. 43-36 ahead. Here comes Stovall. Past one. Past two. Layup no. Rebound no. And knocked away. Reef ahead for Trendon Maynard. And just a little bit ahead of the junior point guard. It was junior to junior. And just a little bit too much heat on it. And threw it away. Tigers got to slow it down here with 4:07 to play. Trendon Maynard averaging 5 points a game on the season. He's up to 11 so far tonight to lead the Tigers. In scoring, off the left wing, pull up three, too strong off the back iron, and pulled down underneath by Stovall. The putback is blocked by Daniels. And the rebound again to the Eagles. We saw this problem in the girls' game. Offensive boards lead to second, third, fourth opportunities for Montgomery Academy. Stovall cut off on the baseline. Spins on Dixon. Tries to feed it inside. Poked away. Allen ahead now. It's ahead for Dixon. He's got it on the right wing and corrals it. Defense starts to get back. They kick it out for Hightower, who's in the ballgame for the first time this half. Kick it in three. That's for Tabari Allen, who buries it from the corner. As he celebrates with the bench on the way back, Tabari Allen has awoken here in this second half. And then a lay-in by Stovall gets it to go. Back and forth, teeter-totter inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. 46-38, we got three to play in this third quarter. Tigers lead the Eagles here on a Monday night. Dixon, left hand at the top. Stops, pivots, plot. On the left wing, he'll reset with Joseph Hightower on the far side. Hightower, crossover dribble, splits the defense, lays it in on the left side with the opposite hand. I don't know how he squeezed through there, but somehow he did. Gets his first points of the ballgame. Tigers up by 10. Off the right side, Hightower now guarding at the point. Thought about the three. Hightower off his feet. They kick it to Stovall on the left wing. Guarded by Daniels. Trying to feed the back cut. Can't do so. Here comes Daniels. Surges ahead. Throws it up. Lots of contact. He hits the floor. Shot never had a prayer, but he'll head to the line. Forty-eight, 2:13 to play in this third quarter. Auburn on top by 10 here at home against Montgomery Academy. Minor girls got a big win earlier tonight. We appreciate you all being with us here on the Auburn High Sports Network on 96.3 W Lee. The 10-point lead is now 11 thanks to Antoine Daniels. Had just 2 points in that first half, which is what's impressive here. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one with them. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street in Auburn. Back in 30 seconds, Tigers lead by 11 with 2:13 in the third. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Second free throw coming up for Antoine Daniels. Tigers lead 49-38 in this third quarter. He knocked down the first, has a chance to knock down the second. Here's the Tigers trying to get another win on the season. Month turned to December. And this is really that home stretch where you've got some of those non-area games. You've got the Reindeer Rumble coming up in just a few weeks. Take off a little bit for Christmas, and then as soon as that calendar hits January, man, you hit area play hard as Antoine Daniels knocks it down to go 2-for-2 at the line and double up on his points. On the night, really looking forward to area play. And even some of those non-area games you play in January and February, man, they're going to be a lot of fun. And we're looking forward to it here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Stovall dribbles baseline, works between two defenders, lays it up, good, and a foul. Tell you what, Skylar Stovall, that kid's a player. 6'3", 160 pounds, is the senior guard for the Eagles. And he is every bit of it. He's earned it tonight. Had 12 in the first half. Already has 4. And now make it 5 in the second half. As Derek Vincent sits down and Graham Martin is in the ballgame. Hightower will bring it up as he has joined Magnus Davis. Antoine Daniels, Hightower, kicks it to Davis, fakes the three, in the lane, layup, no, too strong. And here come the Eagles running again with 1:45. Daniels picks him up full court to slow it down. That's such an advantage for this Auburn High team. Hightower sticks with the ball handler. Is Stovall? Doesn't matter. Works his way all the way around the world with the right hand and lays it in for another two. Plot. Davis, Dixon, Daniels, and Hightower. The five on the floor. Plot gets in the lane. Kicks it. Hightower. That's a three. Too strong. And pulled down. And looking to run are the Eagles. And a foul in transition by Peyton Plot. As Lindsay is going to sub in, Dixon will take a seat. 1:17 to play in this third quarter. 50-43. Tigers lead by 7. Eagles just won't go away. And Tigers can't put them away. Hightower guarding on the far side. Now they work it into the near corner. It's Stovall guarded by Daniels. Cuts off on the baseline. Picked up his dribble. Deflected right here near us. Here comes Lindsay. Gets it to Daniel, who tries to throw it down. One-handed. Can't do so. Plot kicks it into the corner. That's Davis. Offensive foul. Antoine Daniel had the biggest right-hand slam you've ever seen and just couldn't get it to go. That's three now that Auburn has done that here tonight. That's 6 points we've missed out on. And then Davis gets into the lane and shoves off the defender for the offensive foul. Under a minute to play, Stovall brings it across the timeline at the Auburn High A. He's guarded by Hightower. Big screen on him. Gets into the lane. Euro step swatted by Daniels. Here comes Hightower. He's got a couple of Tigers with him. Floats it from 6 feet and good. Had Tigers with him, and it doesn't matter. Good-looking floater from three and white. Here come the Eagles now. They floated in and blocked by Daniels. Now it is Plot. He gets into the lane coast to coast. Tigers say you want to run. We'll do that. We're up by 11 with 15 to play in this third quarter. Daniels picks up Stovall on the left side in front of their bench, and a reach-in foul going to be called on one and white. Yep. And called on Antoine Daniels. And that is the fifth foul on Auburn High, which will send Stovall to the line. Shoot free throws with 9.5 to play in this third quarter. 54-43, first free throw gets the roll. As Magnus Davis will sub out, Tabari Allen back in for the Tigers. 9.5, Tigers are going to have time. Can you advance it? Get a good shot without panicking. We'll see if the Tigers are able to do it. Second free throw is good from Stovall, who's going to get a quick seat with this last possession and the timeout heading to the fourth quarter. Tigers moving right to left as we look at it. 54-45, Daniels to inbound. He's going to find Peyton Plott, who's got it with nine, who was then fouled 75 feet from the basket. With fouls to give, they didn't want to let Auburn get any sort of momentum. So they're going to inbound right here in front of us on the visitor's side. It'll be Tabari Allen to inbound on the near side, right at half court. Finds Antoine Daniels, who goes up for the slam and is fouled. He can't get it to go. Who was fouled hard. Both hit the floor. Antoine's going to go step to the free throw line. It comes up grimacing after hard contact in the lane. It was a beautiful back cut. Allen faked it to the right into the backcourt and found Antoine Daniels, who just couldn't quite slam it down. But he was fouled, so he'll head to the line for two with 5.7 in this third quarter. First free throw was good. Daniels up to five for this Auburn High team. Several subs come in for the Eagles. 5.7 to play in this third quarter. Tigers up by 10. Make it 11. And Daniels will sub out for the final play. Tyler Dixon, the senior, is in. Left to right are the Eagles. 5.7. They trail by 11. And deflected into the hands of Lindsay, who lays it in. It was deflected by Hightower, who deflects it again at the buzzer. Give Carl Lindsay the points, but give Hightower the credit. Heads up play by three in white, and the Tigers take a 13-point lead into the fourth quarter. Don't go anywhere. The fourth quarter coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Auburn High basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
We play three on the campus of Auburn High School. We got one more to go as the Tigers are on top 58-45 in this fourth quarter. It's been a lot of fun, man. We got some chirping going on in the crowd here, too. It's getting a little heated between Montgomery Academy and Auburn High School. Wouldn't want it any other way, though, on some Monday night high school basketball here on 96.3 W. Lee. Appreciate you being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your paths. Visit suscc.edu. Eagles moving left to right on your radio dial. They've got it in the half court now. Plott will guard the ball handler. It is Caden Seegers, who hands it off now. Dixon guarding. Took an extra step to get in the lane. Layup no good. Here come the Tigers. Plott surges ahead. Eurostep into the corner. Dixon wasn't ready for it. Kicks it to Daniel. Swings it for Allen. Now into the corner. It's Peyton Plott, and he'll bring it back out and reset. Tigers have it with 7:20 in the ballgame. 7:20 to play. Plott surges ahead. Layup way wild over the right side of his head. Looking for the foul call. Didn't get it. It's no good. And here come the Eagles now. Dixon steps in front of the pass. Now it's into the corner. That's an open three. It's short. Allen pulls down the board, and he looks to push. It's Tyler Dixon now into the lane. Bumps the body. Gets the contact. Gets the bucket. No call. We play on. Tyler Dixon, good looking lay-in, and he's got his first points in the second half. Fifteen-point lead for Auburn. Stovall fakes the three, feeds down low, gets one defender, and lays it in. As DJ Vinson lays it in, Eagles want to talk it over. Timeout on the floor. This timeout brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. We'll take 30 seconds from you. Be right back on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Come in and get it out of your system, the Car Stereo Shop.
Whether it's an ATV, SUV, side-by-side, motorcycle, or boat, we have a great selection of quality products in stock and for sale at internet pricing. With brands like ProBox, Wet Sounds, Memphis, Rockford, Kicker, Fusion, DS18, and more, there really is no reason to shop anywhere else. Shop locally, shop with confidence, shop at the Car Stereo Shop in Auburn. Come see us at 1823 Opelika Road, right behind CTU.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Auburn High to inbound on the baseline, moving right to left. They get it up into the half court. Tabari Allen now, handoff. That's a three from the right wing. Lindsey, no. Sky to the rebound. Was Tabari Allen, who didn't get the rebound, but then stole it away and lays it in off of the steal. He's got his first bucket in the fourth quarter. Tigers lead by 15 again. Kick out for three to respond. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by Tabari Allen. He's had a couple of those so far tonight. Lindsey, 4-3, no. And tapped around and into the hands of the Eagles. 2-on-4 for Montgomery Academy. They take it anyway. Tried to lay it in, no. And Daniels pulls down the board. Looks ahead, nobody home. Lindsey turns into an Eagle and gets called for the foul. Is Montgomery Academy's Brewer Welch. Here in this fourth quarter with 5:54 to play. Got a sub coming in. Lindsey sits down. Hightower steps in. Dixon, Hightower. It is Allen, Daniels, and Plott. The five on the floor. As Caden Seegers will sub out. Jared Friendly will sub in for Montgomery Academy. Dixon inbound on this left sideline, gets it into Daniels. He turns in the lane and lays it in with the right hand. Went right by him and laid it in with the right hand. Tigers threatening to make it ugly here. Hightower pressures the basketball. Dixon came in to help and threw a shoulder unintentionally at Brewer Welch, who hit the floor hard. Sixty-4-47, Tigers lead, and then a ticky-tack foul called on Joseph Hightower. I love his pressure on the basketball, but I don't know about that one. 64-47, Eagles in inbound, moving left to right on the radio dial. They find their leading scorer, Skyler Stovall, with 5.5 to play, moving left to right. Gets into the half court, goes up with the right hand, leaves it short. Rebound knocked around, and then a foul is going to be called underneath before the second putback attempt. Not sure who they're going to get it on. And they're going to get it on Tyler Dixon. That's several for him now. And they're going to get it and allow Skyler Stovall. They're going to say it was on a shot. They're going to allow him to step up and shoot a couple of free throws. He knocks down the first. Stovall's had a heck of a night. That's 22 points for Stovall right now. How about 23? My goodness. leads all scores. DeSkyler Stovall with 23 for the visiting Eagles. Daniels to respond with a three off the right wing. No. Stovall pulls down the board with 5:20. Final push coming for the Eagles. Spin in the lane. They kick it to the corner. Now to the top for a three. Barely kissed the front side of the rim. Allen pulls down the board looking to clear, and he does. Tigers can take their time if they want to. Kick to Daniels. Out the plot. 4-3. Bang! So much for taking your time. Tigers want to put their foot on their throat and send them home. Back to Montgomery and a block in the lane. It was Daniels who blocked the shot of Stovall. Here come the Tigers. Plot ahead for Hightower. Back to plot. 4-3. No. And the rebound trying to get dunked in by Daniels. Dunk attempt on the putback by Dixon was no. And he was fouled on the second attempt. As Tyler Dixon tried to slam it home off the rebound, couldn't quite get there. But he was fouled, so he does head to the free throw line. Six-foot-four, 184 pounds as Tyler Dixon is able to get the first. Had 4 points in that first half. Can match that in the fourth quarter alone for a guy that averages just 3 points a game in this young season. And knocks it down. 4:40 to play in the fourth quarter. Stovall, spin move, right hand, layup, no good. Got everything but the bucket. Hightower ahead for Dixon now, who smartly pulls it back out. Daniels transition, step back, corner three, you bet. Antoine Daniels putting on a show here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. He stands now down low defensively, and a layup was good up between a couple of defenders. It was Stovall who took it himself and laid it in for another two. 72-51, Tigers lead as Cash Reef back in the ballgame tries to kick it out to Hightower in the corner, and it was knocked away. It is Auburn High School basketball. 72-51, 4:07 to play in the ballgame. Tigers up by 21. They feed it into Daniels. He's got it in the lane. Goes up with the right hand. Can't get it to fall. And here comes Stovall now. Just the Eagles. That is Friendly, who looks to push and feeds to Stovall at the point. Trendon Maynard back in the ballgame. Traveled in the lane. No call. Kick to the corner. That's a three. In and out. Can't get the roll. Hit every part of the rim. And then a loose ball foul underneath. Got to be called on the Tigers. They're going to get Trendon Maynard for coming in and swatting the hand on the rebound attempt. And they will say it was on the floor, so that will not be... Oh, never mind. They're going to say it was a putback attempt. So DJ Vincent will step up to the line for two with 3:48 to play. And the first free throw is good for Vincent. Antoine Daniels will take a seat. Tabari Allen subs in. It is Allen, Hightower, Reef, Maynard, and Ross, the five on the floor for Auburn High School. 3:48 to play in the fourth quarter, and second free throw rattles home. As Gordon will sub out, Renfro is in for the Eagles. Tigers have a 19-point lead with 3:48 to play in the fourth quarter, moving right to left as we look at it here on the visitor side. Full court pressure put on by the Eagles. It's inbounded by Allen. He gets it back now. Sends everybody off. It's one-on-one. He's able to get across the timeline. Feeds it over to Maynard on the right volleyball line. Now into the corner. It's Cash Reef. They work it down for Trey Ross, and stolen away. Here come the Eagles all the way to the lane with the left hand. Good. It was Vincent who's now up to six in the corner. And the Eagles won't go down without a fight. 72-55, 3:20 to play in this fourth quarter. Maynard has it at the point. Double thrown at him. Swings it to Reef. Now back to Maynard. Was a 2-3, though, switching now to one-on-one, man-on-man. Cash Reef on the backdoor cut, lays it in with the right hand. Good find by Trendon Maynard. Cash Reef able to get it to go. Good patience by this Auburn High School offense to get the 2 points and take off some time as well. Into the lane, dribbles baseline, was Renfro tied up. I believe they did call a foul. Looked more like a jump ball to me. But they do get Trey Ross on the foul. They're going to say it was... I don't know if they said... Oh, they did. Okay, it wasn't the act of shooting. Reason I say that, Auburn's now puts them in the bonus. That's their fifth foul. So that would put Montgomery Academy in the bonus. But they single two free throws off of a shooting attempt. First free throw, no good. For Will Renfro, looking for his first point on the evening. Second free throw is good. So inbounded right to left as we look at it. 2:49 to play. Home run ball off the inbound. Maynard goes up with the right hand and lays it in. Looks for a foul. Didn't get one. And Maynard has his first bucket in this fourth quarter. He's up to 13 total points. Stovall's got it at the point. He gets the screen. Stepped up. Two on him now. He's on the low block. Hands it off. Trying to get inside. 3 second call. Didn't get a call either. Now trying to kick it outside. Can't do so. Now to the far corner. Pump fake. That's a three. Off the side of the backboard. Pulled down underneath. A good reverse layup by DJ Vincent. Is good for two. Tigers look to push, and now they slow it down. Tabari Allen's got it in front of his head coach, Chris Brandt, who yells a play call at him. And they'll slow it down with Joseph Hightower at the top. 2 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Tigers lead 76-58. An 18-point lead. Tigers trying to milk the clock as much as they can. Allen straight away. Just going to hand it off at the point between a couple of guards. It's Maynard now on the right volleyball line. They'll show a little pressure and just keep handing it off as they try to cheat up a little bit. Do the Eagles now. And still just staying on that right side of the floor. Clock counting down now at 1:35. Maynard. Into the lane, kick, corner, three, yep. Cash Reef buries it to put the nail in the coffin here on a Monday night for the Montgomery Academy Eagles. Give him five in this fourth quarter alone. Stovall tries to get to the lane, kicks to the lane. A good reverse layup again by DJ Vincent. He's got 10 in this fourth quarter. Timeout on the floor. And we shall take one with them. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. Visit them today on South College Street. 79-60, 1:17 to play. The conclusion after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Tigers inbound, trying to get it into the half court and milking the clock with 1:10 to play and a 19-point lead here in the fourth quarter. Hightower off the left-hand turn. He'll kick it into the corner for Reef again. That one no good after just knocking one down before the break. And here come the Eagles now. Under a minute to play in their own half court as Brooks Orr is in the ballgame. He guards the basketball on the baseline, forced to miss. Offensive putback, no, but he was fouled. Was 24, Kemp Fior, and he'll step to the line. First free throw, Rosal. Be sure you stick with us for a quick post-game show. We'll try to get a player on here from the winning Tigers and also sit down with head coach Chris Brandt. Talk about this game, preview what's coming up tomorrow night with Benjamin Russell, 2 for 2 at the line for camp. And that one is deflected out of bounds. And will stay with the Tigers. Moving right to left. Mark Pizzell is in the ballgame as well. He's the one to inbound right side. Underneath finds it into Trenton Maynard. 45 seconds to play in the ballgame. Trying to get away from a trap. and throws it all the way back on the near side, finds it into the hands of Brooks Orr, who feeds it to his point guard, who stands inside the Auburn high A. Now he gets a little aggressive with it, kicked into the corner. That's a three for Bazell. Yes! The football player stepping up and knocking one down from downtown. He gets it to go, 82-62. Tigers with a 20-point lead with 15 seconds to play. Final ditch effort for the Eagles. They've got it in the corner, guarded heavily by Brooks Orr and Trendon Maynard. Kicked into the corner, stolen by Bazell. He's got it, feeds it now off to Cash Reef, and then a push foul from behind with 3.3 to play. And the Tigers will just have to inbound on the sideline. And this game should be over. Inbound into the backcourt for Mark Pazell. The clock will count down, and that'll do it. 82-62, final score. The Tigers are winners in the varsity boys game as well. They take down Montgomery Academy by 20 here on a Monday night inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Stick around. We'll have a quick postgame show, see what player we can pick up. We'll get head coach Chris Brand on here as well. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Hello, this is Scully Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Auburn High basketball is on
96-3 W. Lee.
Final score, 82-62. The Tigers take down the Eagles of Montgomery Academy on a Monday night here on the campus of Auburn High School. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, and we welcome in our player of the game, senior Tabari Allen, wears number 12 for this Auburn High team. Had 12 total points on the night. Couple of threes for you tonight as well, my man. You look good out there.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the win. Another 20-point performance. I know you guys played some really tough games over the Thanksgiving break. Tell me about those a little bit.
It was a very different. We went up there to Huntsville. We played at Sparkman. We played a team out of Memphis, our first game. That was a different game of basketball. And it was just good all around experience. Even though we didn't come out with the championship or the tournament, it was just a good experience to go up there and play better teams and a lot of competition.
What's it been like for you this year getting things started? I know it's a little bit different because so many guys were playing football, right? And then, mm-hmm. then they come back into the fold and, yeah. and trying to get them worked in. What's that been like so far?
From the beginning of the season, we kind of got off to a slow start. But at every game, I feel like we done picked it up and we done got better. Like, we done progressed every game. And getting those guys back from football, that just helped the team, like, them, that made our team deeper, and that just helped us overall over the team.
What do you think the of this team in particular? You guys went 82-62. This is not the first time that you've handled business on this home floor. You go on the road tomorrow night to Benjamin Russell. What is it about this team that makes it so special?
The main thing is, like I said, we got off to a slow start, but as of now, we've been getting better every game, and we've just been bonding more and more, and that makes better chemistry, and the more we share the ball, the better we are.
I'm going to need you to talk to your guys, because if you're going to dunk it, we got to dunk it. We got to finish some dunks now tomorrow. Finish some dunks now a little bit. Are you going to get you one here eventually?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I mean, look, we know Antoine's always trying to dunk. He's always trying to. That's always on his mind. But, yeah, I got to get a couple more finishes in there. Is Coach going to be mad about that, a couple missed dunks in there?
But it's the effort that counts.
Especially
with Trey Ross, at least he's trying, because, you know, he's kind of shy, but at least he's trying now.
Yeah, he looked really good. I think Trey Ross and I think Tyler Dixon looked really good tonight, too.
Yeah,
I think
Tyler's coming out of his shell. He definitely had a better game.
They're really getting aggressive, a lot more aggressive, and just confident.
Yeah, Tyler, he came from Brew Tech, and he's getting more comfortable with the team, and just now he's getting to play his brand of basketball.
Well, you guys do everything really, really well, man. Congratulations on the win. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much. That is Tabari Allen joining us on the post-game show. We're going to try and get head coach Chris Brandt coming in just a few moments. I think he's going to sit down with us now as he gonna wipe off that headset. I don't blame you, Coach. I don't blame you. I'd wipe off that headset too. Tabari's sweating because he played hard. He played a good game as we sit down with Auburn High School's head basketball coach Chris Brandt. Coach, congratulations on the win, man. Go Tigers.
I'm really excited. I knew Montgomery Academy was going to be really tough for us. They have a senior-led team. They won 26 games. They called me. And anytime you get a 3A, 4A, even 5A that wants to come down and play us, you know that they have something special. They even scheduled Huntsville to go up there.
How about that?
So they're not afraid. They got some really good athletes. And we did what we drew up in practice yesterday. We only really had one day to prepare for them. And for defense, and you know, I give it to Coach Milana and Coach B. I can't call him Coach Brandt because it gets confusing.
Coach B.
But they did an awesome job of getting a scout plan for Montgomery Academy. And so it was truly a team win. And when we're all hitting it, we're going to be very hard to stop. I just need them to be a little bit more consistent.
That's right.
And or at least couple of them hitting. And then it seems like when we're not, it's nobody. So it was people came in, and we didn't have a drop off tonight, and I think that was huge.
You had 10 guys get in and score tonight. You had 10 players score the basketball tonight, led by Trendon Maynard, who had 13. Also, Antoine Daniels had 13. Just talked to Tabari Allen, who had 12. I mean, those guys are going to be – those are your rocks, man. Those are the guys that you look towards. But what Tabari and I were just talking about was nice to see guys like Trey Ross and Tyler Dixon start to come out of their shell a little bit and really start to play a little bit more aggressive with the basketball in their hands, huh, Trey Ross and Tyler Dixon?
Tyler, he was huge for us tonight, and you know, he has a little chip on his shoulder. He used to play in Montgomery, and they moved here, and Trey Ross, he gave us some great minutes. And the thing about it is, we were down Hampton tonight.
Yeah.
He's really sick, home in bed. Get better, Hampton, if he's awake. I'm not sure. He's been sleeping all day. So they really both had to step up, and I had to play Tyler at some post too. So it's people getting out of position. I'm got to play them in different positions, and they're buying into what we said for this game, and we just got to continue to listen to the coaching staff, believe in what we're doing, and we'll be fine.
Coming up tomorrow, you play at Benjamin Russell. Can you tell us anything about that squad?
Well, it doesn't even really matter what they have. I know they got athletes, but one thing I do know, it's really, really tough to play up there. We have really struggled on the offensive end. There's some kind of, as Coach Saban says, that place is haunted for us.
That's right. Coach Bridges said the same thing. Yeah, they are on the same wavelength.
Yeah, we last year we lost, and the year before we had to hit a last second shot to win it. So it has been really a tough atmosphere. They come hard with us, with the fans. They have a huge student section. and they cheer on their team. It's a small gym. It's a great atmosphere to play, and it's a tradition that we've been doing since my brother John, when he played back in the day when I was little and hit five and went five overtimes. He hit the winning shot in the corner. So I will always play Benjamin Russell. It's something that's just a lifelong tradition that has been always going on no matter what the classifications are.
That's awesome. I love traditions like that, and looking forward to going up there tonight. Well, our plan is to make the trip, so as long as we're able to do that, we're going to be there. Looking forward to seeing your team in action, the girls team in action as well. Two really good squads that are on a nice run right now. Head coach Chris Brandt, congratulations on the win again. Go Tigers.
Thank you. Go and say hello to my wife.
That's right. Thanks so much. That is head coach Chris Brandt joining us on the post game show as the Tigers win 82-62. They take down Montgomery Academy here at home on a Monday night. And again, a couple of leading scores. Trendon Maynor had 13. Antoine Daniels had 13. Tabari Allen had 12. You had Carl Lindsey with 8. Cash Reef with 8. Had Peyton Plott with 9. Seemed a little quiet, but that was a really good 9 points for him. And as coach said, when they're hitting, they're hitting. You put up 82 points in a game like this, they're capable of putting up 100, if not more. And so really looking forward to what this team can do moving forward. Our next broadcast here on the Auburn High Sports Network is going to be tomorrow night. That is the plan. Unless something crazy happens, the plan is for us to go to Benjamin Russell and call the girls and the boys game. Really looking forward to that. Both coaches said it's tough to play up there. I've never been, so looking forward to seeing what that place is like and how our teams respond. That'll be going on same time as today. Girls are supposed to start around 5:30, but as you both of you know, that is a little bit flexible, so just kind of bear with us on that. So we'll be on the air around 5:30 for the girls, and then the boys will start around 7 o'clock. That's tomorrow night on the road at Benjamin Russell. Final score here tonight, Tigers 82-62. Varsity boys take down Montgomery Academy. We'll see you tomorrow night in Benjamin Russell. Until then, I'm Jacob Goins. Stay safe, and go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to Auburn High School Basketball.
Presented by
The Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Googe Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware.
See the broadcast schedule
at 963WLEE.com.
And follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 963 W Lee.
This has been an Auburn Networks production.